This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, a brand new week of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Dial us up. Tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. When you call, you can press 2 and chat with us live on the air. We prefer that. Have a little conversation. But if you're on the go and want to get your comment off and move on, you can also press 2 and leave that message, and we'll use it at some point during the program. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd. Todd of the Radio God Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, joining me. Riding shotgun here on What's On Your Mind. And here to relay your text messages at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503.
I've never fired a shotgun in my life, so Scott's pretty safe when I'm riding shotgun.
You're riding shotgun, yeah. Right alongside there. Yeah, not firing the shotgun, no.
Right. I'd be safe if I were, though. So.
Sure. We're on the road a bunch this week, and looking forward to it. Actually, in Fargo today at the Radisson Hotel for the 2015 Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota. We're going to talk to some of these folks today on the program. Looking forward to it. And Don Vigasol will be here. Don is actually an auto dealer himself up in Cooperstown, but he's also the assistant majority leader in the House of Representatives in North Dakota. So we're going to chat with Don and the executive director of the Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota as well on the program a little later on. We're going to talk with an auto dealer from Botno on the program today, and Devil's Lake, Renard Bergstrom from Devil's Lake, who's actually the chair of something they call CarPack. So we'll talk with him a little bit today on the program. I look forward to that. And Donovan Birch, who's from Botno, will be on the program. So we're going to make radio stars out of all those guys today. Okay, so we have a big week. We have a Sioux Bison football matchup. And until they have another name, I'm just going to say that just because it rolls off the tongue better for me.
I give up. I can't say it, but you can say it. That's fine.
Well, is it? I mean, North Dakota, North Dakota State.
I work
play
for the affiliate. You don't, so you get away with it. I don't. That's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, big football game. But I was thinking about this today. So, I mean, to me, this is the best. This is North Dakota at its finest. This is awesome. Okay. When you've heard me bellyache for a long time that we're not playing, and finally they're playing, and we're on the cusp of the game, okay?
They should have never stopped playing. You're right to bellyache about that.
They really shouldn't. But think about this. So let's say the average player on the teams is 20 years old, right? I mean, obviously you're going to have college kids anywhere from, what, 18 to low 20s, kind of just depending. But I'm going to say, you know, for simple math, the average age is 20. So that means they were 12 when this matchup last happened.
Wow.
Right?
That puts it into perspective, doesn't it?
No, they were 8. Because it's been 12 years. Yeah, I got this wrong.
Okay, they were
8 years
it's
old.
It's time for math with Scott, everybody.
Right, because the game was last played 12
eight.
Years ago. If
they're
20,
in grade school.
12 of them, yeah. They were 8 years old.
Wow.
So I don't know that it means that much to them, but I'm pretty fired up. I think it's kind of cool. I really do.
That means you and I were in our 30s back then.
Whew.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Was I ever in my 30s? Yeah.
Once upon a time in a land
a long
far,
time
far away.
Ago. Donald Trump, in my mind, has crossed a line. And I briefly mentioned this on the program on Friday. We were talking about, well, two things. One, I'm going to specifically talk about the Rolling Stone interview, okay? And in that Rolling Stone interview, that's the interview where you may have heard about this last week, and we spent some time talking about it on Friday, that he referred to Carly Fiorina as ugly, all right? And the reporter was there. They just got done with a rally. They had 5, 6, 7 staffers, Donald Trump and this reporter from the Rolling Stone, around a table. He made a joke about Scott Walker, and everybody around the table laughed. And then Carly Fiorina came on, and he pointed to the TV and said, look at her. She's ugly, right? She's ugly. Look at that face. She's ugly, right? And again, they all laughed, okay? So he explained this much of Friday in a number of interviews that he did. And he explained it by saying he wasn't referring to her. Well, what he said was he was referring to her persona. Now, is that an honest answer? Do you believe, Todd? Do you think that Donald Trump sort of backpedaling
heck
from...
No. that's a... Oh, got to save this one.
Yeah,
her,
now...
Her foreign policy, that was ugly. Yeah. I wasn't talking about her face or her looks. No.
But see, now here's my beef. And I want to be challenged by every Donald Trump fan on the face of the earth, or at least within the sound of my voice, if you think this is wrong. Have at it, okay? I'm laying it all bare for you today on the program. That's not an honest answer. Okay, let's have some straight talk here. That's not an honest answer. Now, maybe it's smart politically to sort of backpedal out of it and have it go away. But there's nobody anywhere that thinks that's a straight answer.
Right. You have to backpedal. And maybe even Donald knows. Of course, of course, I'm backpedaling. But
isn't that what politicians do?
Yeah.
Don't they wiggle out of it? And isn't that exactly why we like Donald? Because he doesn't pull that stuff. He's just straight talk, I mean, I'd have much rather he just said, sorry, I think the woman's ugly. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. I should be a little more honest about things, but the woman's ugly.
No, because then they're going to rip him apart on The View or something. He's got to say, I wasn't talking about her looks. Of course he was, and we all know he was. But
all right, then.
That's the bone you throw to the Rosie O'Donnells of the world.
Then he's just like everyone else. I actually think he said something far worse.
He's like everyone else except, A, he's got a few more bucks, and B, he's got a louder mouth, and C, because of A and B, he can get away with it.
No, what I mean by he's like everyone else is I'm saying one of the reasons Donald Trump is doing as well as he's doing in this race is because I believe people see him as mad as hell and, not afraid to say anything and just laying it bare, okay?
Okay.
And I think that's why he's doing as well as he's doing. And people, honestly, have given up on playing it nice. But what I'm saying is he just, in that answer, really became just another politician who was trying to back his way out of what he really meant to say.
But can you really... There's so many things you can go ahead and rip into the world about. But can you do that with a woman's looks? Or should you be on the record as having done that more accurately? And of course not. So now he threw them a bone. He's pandering. He's pandering like politicians do. And now he's souped to pandering. So there we go.
And I that ticks me off. All right. And I just want to know if it ticks any other Donald Trump fans off. You tell me at 800-228-0550. Where's the Trump, army? Okay. And by the way, while we're talking about this, and then I'll stop piling on, because you can answer this one as well. At the very end of that article last week about Donald Trump in the Rolling Stone magazine, the one where he ripped on Scott Walker and then Carly Fiorina made a bunch of news with it. He said something that I thought was probably the most disgusting thing that he's said throughout the whole campaign. And do you know what I'm talking about, Todd? Do you remember this conversation from the program on Friday?
I guess I don't, but once okay, you complete the thought, I probably will.
I think I shared this with folks on Friday, but my take is this is at the very end of the article, and it's after the Carly Fiorina thing. And I get the impression that the reporter is a little, sort of uncomfortable, so he switches topics and starts talking about Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, okay? And Trump's response to the reporter's doing a nice thing, right? To me, I mean, a reporter saying nice things about someone's daughter is... that's a nice thing. And how do you react when somebody pays you a compliment? I guess you know, thank you, that's very nice of you, whatever. So Donald agrees with the compliment about the smarts and the looks of his daughter Ivanka, but then says something to me that is very, very, very bizarre, okay? And it is a reference to his daughter's looks. So, you know, he's saying very smart, very beautiful, Ivanka, she's very great. That's what the reporter's saying. And he's saying, I agree. I mean, she is. She's just beautiful, stunningly beautiful. In fact, so beautiful, if I wasn't married, you know, I might.
Oh, man.
Here's the exact quote. After I met Ivanka and praised her to her father, he said, yeah, she's really something. And what a beauty, that one. If I weren't happily married, and, you know, her father, .. Is that not...
That's a presidential thing to say, right?
Well, I don't expect him to be presidential. He's being very different, but it's just, it's gross, is what it is.
That's
I don't know, it's
point.
The most bizarre comment to date of anything Donald Trump. Agree or disagree, tell me if I'm wrong. Let's talk about it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have the full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Stephen Moore, Wall Street Journal, Heritage Foundation economist, will open as the keynote speaker next Tuesday their annual conference for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. That will take place next week. Three big days. Take it all in. We'll be broadcasting live from there. Look forward to that. Monday night, Fargo Theater, a fascinating That'll be a combination of Bakken info session and also a discussion about technology and how things are changing. So that's Monday night at the Fargo Theater. Should be great fun. Looking forward to that as well. So we'll have a big week next week from the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. And by the way, our friends at Cloverdale wanted me to tell you they'll be at Cashwise in Bismarck this week. And the Cloverdale Tangy Summer Sausage, regular and garlic, rough cut bacon will all be demoed. So you can come on by for a wonderful free sample. That'll be Wednesday between 2 and 6 p.m. this week. And also they've got the 28-ounce tangy and the rough-cut bacon on special at Cashwise locations in Bismarck today. So check that out, too, okay? Looking forward to that. And let's get to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Chad and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Donald Trump, he is a little off-color when he does talk smarter things, but the Rolling Stone reporter, you know, obviously must have got his confidence because he was very, very open to him. You know, maybe the remarks were probably not, shouldn't have been aired, but obviously he was, didn't think he was probably being, recorded or whatever. But we need a guy like, Donald Trump or a Ted Cruz or a Ben Carson because they're not part of the establishment. The other day, I don't know if you've seen that, did you, they had, the Lindsey Graham and what the heck's his name, the guy from Arizona on TV.
John McCain?
John McCain, and they're established rhinos. They're not, they're just like Democrats that are basically, that couldn't get elected on the Democrat side, so they flipped and became Republicans. But we need somebody in there that will actually be fresh, and I'm not saying that Donald Trump's, you know, what he says is always, you know, I mean, it's a little off the cuff, which I can't believe a guy has made that much money the way he sometimes says things, but we do need some fresh blood in there, and then how else are you going to do it? I mean, it would be nice to have somebody in there that could actually clean house. Thank
well,
you.
I don't disagree with any of that, Chad, and I think most people feel the same way, and obviously he's leading the pack because he's more than anyone, demonstrated the fact that he's unafraid. But when he says stupid things, and I think I hear you saying, look, those are stupid things and you shouldn't have said them. So that, you know, I give you some credit for that, although I think you're you know, wishing the reporter just hadn't written them down or he hadn't said them in front of the reporter. I just would not say them, especially the business about his daughter. I mean, I don't know. In other words, if I see somebody who says everything I feel, about politics, as an example, okay? And I'm just, they've nailed it. They're fantastic. But then over here, they're doing things that I would just say are unseemly or, you know, I don't know, show a lack of character. I can't still be rah-rah over there. You know what I mean? I can't. Kevin in Moorhead, what's your take? You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi there. I think we're at the same starting spot with Donald Trump, you know, as we were 3 weeks ago, as we were 4 weeks ago. You know what? I want to see the fence built. What will I put up with to get that? Well, I guess we're finding out about right now because, yeah, he does say some things that, you know what I mean, he's either going to explain away. This one I don't know if he can, but you know what? Do I care? You know what? I want to see the fence built. I don't see anyone else talking about controlling the border. And, well, it's really controlling the border more than just saying that, you know.
So, this may be too strong a term, but it sounds to me like you're saying, I can put up with a few character flaws if the guy's going to do what he says he's going to do.
Well, a few, come on. I mean, I don't like the egomaniac part of it either, you know, but he's actually saying what me and a lot of other people have been waiting for someone, anyone to say. You know, and Scott, we've got a president now that said some things that I find totally appalling. Like, you know, I can't remember his daughter's name, but, you know, I don't know if he's speaking at Planned Parenthood. I think he was. But he said, you know what, if Melissa has a makes a mistake and has a, you know, and I don't want to punish with a baby, I think that's offensive.
Well, I get that, but we already disagree with him politically, right? So, we're, you know, he said plenty of things that are offensive.
my point is, he's a two-term president, right? And you know what? If I'm going to put up with his far-left policies and the other things that he's said about policemen and you know what I mean, I'm not going to name names, but a certain
Let me ask you this. So he said, you know, that his comment about Carly Fiorina was about her persona, which is clearly ridiculous, right? It's political spin at the nicest. It's a flat out lie at the worst. Whatever. How do you know when he says he's going to build the wall that he is then? So if he can't be honest about, you know, what he intended to say about her, how do you know he's honest about what he proposes to do to fix the country?
Well, here's the difference between him and, say, Jeb Bush or anybody else that says what they're going to do. He's not a rhino at this point. John McCain, you know, Jeb Bush. I mean, go down the line. You know, Mitch McConnell, John Boehner.
Yeah, again, he's saying the right things. I get your point, Kevin, and I appreciate the call. I want to squeeze Matt in here before the bottom of the hour. Matt in South Dakota, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Well, I don't really care what Donald Trump says. I mean, it's not what he says that matters in the White House. It's what he can do for the country. You know, somebody once said that, oh, Donald Trump is a shark. Maybe it's time we throw a shark in the shark tank and chew up all the guppies and blowfish that are in the White House. You know, that's my take on it.
All right, so in other words, just have at it, whatever. I mean, a shark is going to be a shark, and because he's going to go in there and mix it up and fix what's broken, I don't really care what he does as a shark.
Yep, exactly. I mean, you can't control a shark, but sometimes you need to release a shark to clean up the bad fish in the ocean.
The times call for a shark.
Yeah, drastic measures call for drastic times call for drastic measures.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree. That's what the times call for on somebody you know, mixing up. My only question is, can you be a shark and be straight up? I don't know. I'm disappointed in this. Look, I love what Donald Trump's doing. I think he's showing the others the fight we require right now to try and fix this country, and I think that's a good thing. I just wish he could do it without being you know.
Well, I think we're all getting caught up too much on the he said she said. You know, and that's the problem with America. If we keep doing the he said, she said, wah, you know, get over it. Everybody says things they don't mean all the time, you know. But, you know, he said what he said, and then, you know, I'm not worried about what he says. It's what he can do.
And so, that's an interesting take, too. Just you know, look, you wouldn't say that, but he did. Okay,
yep.
End of story. Move on. Yeah.
All right. Exactly.
All right, interesting take, Matt, and also from Kevin. Kevin's take, kind of, hey, you know, the guy's saying what needs to be done, so nobody else is saying it, so I'm going to go with him, even if he has a few things I disagree with and wouldn't do myself. All right, interesting take. We'll continue this after a short timeout and a chat with some folks from the Automobile Dealers Association North Dakota today.
Like
stay tuned. That's Matt.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker, you want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're blessed to have you on the other end of the microphones here. Thank you for tuning us in, whether you're listening on 550 KFIRE, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, KTGO, booming to the Bakken in northwest North Dakota, there in the birthplace of the oil boom in North Dakota, way back in 1951 from Tioga, of course, Stanley, Watford City and Williston as well, and KLTC and Dickinson. We're at the 2015 Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota annual conference today, and we're going to chat with a couple of auto dealers in just a moment. First, I've got to tell you about my friends at Hedalls, your complete auto parts headquarters. The good folks at Hedalls can supply everything you need, from belts to your car to bedliner systems for your pickup truck, radiator service from the largest industrial units to the smallest radiator, they service them all. I often talk about how the fact that Hedalls has any part you need, they have it. That's why you hear the term Hedalls has it, right? Because if you walk in and say, I need a thingamabobber for that 76 VW, they're going to find it for you. But they have more than that. They have good people. Some of the best in the business. Ask anybody that does business with Hedalls, and they'll tell you the folks are great there. They're knowledgeable. Folks like Mike Bender at the Glendive location of Hedalls. I was talking to him the other day. Asked him my favorite question. What was your first car? 71 Dodge. That's right. Had a 69 Coronet he kind of loved, too. Got it from the original owners when he was in high school. But that 71 is the first. You always remember that one. And Mike told us all about it. There are a lot of car folks at Hedalls. And really, they also just love working with their customers. I mean, Mike been in the business 28 years and loves working for Hedalls, loves working for folks who walk through the door. He said, you know, one place I worked at, I was a number. This place, they treat me like I'm a human being, and we treat our customers the same way, and it works great. So, by the way, they have a machine shop there at that Glendive location as well. So stop and see Mike and the team at Hedalls location there in Glendive, or any of the Hedalls locations, South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota, Western Minnesota, too, and tell them Scott sent you. So we're going to chat with a couple of guys that have been in the car business for a while and learn a little bit about this business today and find out a little bit more about what's happening here. We're joined today by Donovan Birch. Donovan comes from Thiel in Botno, one of our favorite What's in Your Town tour stops. How are you, Donovan? Nice to see you.
Very good, Scott, and thank you for having us on.
And Donovan has been representing North Dakota on the National Automobile Dealers Association, so quite an honor there.
Yes, thank you, Scott. It is. It's a real honor to be on it, and it's a very eye-opener as you see how dealers around the country perform compared to what we do in the Midwest.
And I'm curious, I would imagine North Dakota's got to be a bit of an envy of the rest of the dealers around the country. But
it's quite fun to tell people, Scott, that you're from North Dakota, and as we just heard from one of our legislative representatives, you know, with the big billion-dollar reserve plus. And I go and hear all these hardship stories along the two coasts and down the Sun Belt. Yeah, it's nice to be here.
That's fun. I want to talk a little bit about that. Renard Bergstrom is here as well. And, Renard, if you bought a car anywhere around Devil's Lake, you probably bought it from Renard and one of his dealerships, which is Lake Chevrolet, the GM products there, the Lake side, Marketplace Ford on the Ford side, and then Lake Toyota as well. Renard, nice to see you.
Great. Thanks for having us, Scott.
Appreciate you guys joining us today to chat a little bit about this. So what happens at an annual conference of the automobile dealers in North Dakota, first of all, with Donovan? What are you guys doing?
Well, this is a new format. Previous to this, we always merged our convention with the North Dakota Implement Dealers. And this year we're trying a new format where it's just the North Dakota auto dealers. And we're going to cover some of the major topics that are affecting dealers in the state of North Dakota on the compliance issue and some of the regulatory issues. And we're going to have a little fun. And we're going to get to network with a lot of dealers across the state. Because we all have common problems and common issues that we deal with. And this is a good tailgate session that we can sit around and visit and discuss some of them.
Well, I never thought of that. Well, see, when I think tailgating, I think about this weekend's football game between the Sioux and the Bison.
It won't be that much fun.
You're talking about, tailgating as in, it's auto dealers sitting in the back of the pickup tailgate and just chat a little bit, right?
That's correct. Yeah, and discuss common things and get to know who your fellow dealers are. And so we're looking forward to this next day, today and tonight, and hopefully this is the format that we'll carry forward in the future. And by the way, I'm a Bison.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm an alumnus of the Bison. So, Scott, I had to throw that in there. Since
that's quite all right. That's quite all right. It's going to be a lot of fun. How about you? Have you got a pick this weekend?
I'm happy either way.
You are? Okay. See, a smart car dealer. He's going to sell cars to both sides. See how that works?
Yeah, I might regret this.
I think there's a lot of Sioux up in that area, too, by golly, as I recall. Yeah, a lot of good UND fans. So when you're sitting on the tailgate, Renard, and talking about, common challenges amongst dealers, what's the big issue right now?
Well, the biggest issue for car dealers, I think, is the regulation that we're under with a lot of the new rules have been put in place. And the amount of training that we have to put our people through now is just phenomenal. I mean, we're talking hours and hours and hours of training a year to make sure that they're all on top of all the different new regulatory things that we have to comply with that have come to be in the last 10 years or so, I would say.
All right, so what's new in the way? What would be the biggest impact from a regulation standpoint that you have to do that you didn't?
Well, a lot of it is to do with consumer finance protections and that type of thing. And they're good protections. They're good things to have in place. But it's new to the car business. The banking industry has been regulated and been subjected to those things for a long time, and it's kind of new to us. So it's a big challenge for us to get used to that and get everybody trained up and knowing what they need to know. You know, identity theft is a huge thing, and people, when they buy cars, of course, a lot of their information is exposed, and so we need to make sure that we know how to handle that properly and take care of things the right way. And it's a lot of things like that. It's all necessary. It's all stuff we need to have. It's just a big adjustment.
How about people, Donovan? I mean, you hear about every, segment of North Dakota's economy that one of the big pain points is just recruiting and retaining a good qualified workforce. Are you guys doing better than most in that regard?
Probably not. That is a big issue. It has been a big issue. The workforce in North Dakota, is basically down to zero unemployment. We have faced that time and time again. It's gotten, Scott, that the techs that we need nowadays have to be a lot more into electronics, computers, than it used to be, where you could pick up a wrench, you go change a spark plug, you were able to go in and learn this on the job. Now it takes a formalized training, and there isn't that many of them out there, so we're all competing for a very, very small pool of individuals. So I don't see that improving in the near future. I know that the North Dakota auto dealers are working hard. The association is working hard to increase that availability. They're doing a lot of career fairs and stuff like that. But this is here to stay, I think, in the technical field. The other field is opening up a little bit just because of the energy, the downturn in the energy field. There's people out there looking for jobs. But I can tell you, when the energy field was going full force, we used to put out an ad, for instance, for a salesperson. We'd probably have 30 applicants, Scott. Now, when they were at full ramped up and going, I can remember running 3 weeks and never got an applicant. So it's changed.
Is the... the technological side of this that Donovan mentions for the techs especially helpful in recruiting a younger worker?
It's starting to swing that way, and that's been kind of a challenge for the last several years is that the kids want to go to the computers. And now the cars, the evolution of computers and cars is just snowballing. And the technology that's involved with a lot of technology that used to be just a gee whiz type of thing is becoming either demanded by the customers or just standard by the manufacturers. You know, now I think 1% of the car population out there that you can buy now has automatic braking. That's new for this year. It's really just coming out in the last few years. There's 24% of it that has that available as an option. You watch. 5 years down the road, every car will have automatic braking. And there's so many things like that that, you know, the car industry has not fully participated in that computer revolution yet, but it's really kind of happening right now.
Yeah, that sounds neat. Let's talk about how business is. And again, when you're talking with your colleagues on the national level, Congressman Kevin Cramer always uses that line, it's good to be us, because everybody wants to, they want to know, what the heck are you doing different in North Dakota? And obviously there wasn't much of a downturn here that there was nationally, right? The rest of the country kind of coming out of that now. But how is business here compared to other places?
Well, you know, in North Dakota, we don't seem to have the very sharp peaks on valleys as they do around the other metropolitan areas, the East Coast, the West Coast, as I refer to it, the Sun Belt, the populated areas. When they're very, very high, we are lower than them. You know, so we don't have that high peak. However, when their sales are very, very low, we don't have that low peak either. So our peaks and valleys are a lot less than a lot of areas as you travel away from the Midwest.
So we just kind of steady as she goes.
Exactly. And it has been that way for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a little bump in the road maybe right now with energy and the ag commodities down, but it's not really that far down, you know. Business is good. We've got a clear sailing day, like you say, and we're going to travel along. And so I predict that by the end of 2015, you know, it will be pretty close to that average. It won't be far off.
Different take, Renard?
No, not really. I think it's pretty similar. You know, you can pick up the USA Today and read about the national economy, but the things that matter to us are, did it rain, what's the price of the crops, and are the fish biting? Yeah. And if those things are happening, or if the birds are flying, you know, if all those things are happening, people are going to be spending money in North Dakota, and we're counter-cyclical. It seems like the car business is an easier business to be in when nationally the economy is depressed in North Dakota, because, like Donna said, we don't go down, and so the manufacturers are more desperate to sell their vehicles. The incentives get higher. Things get good on the coast and in the Sun Belt, and all of a sudden the incentives come down a little bit, and so that makes it a little tougher for us in this economy.
Sounds good. Anything else you want our listeners to know, gentlemen?
No, we appreciate being on your show today, fun. Scott, and thank you for being at our conference. This is wonderful.
How about you, Bernard?
Super. Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it, Scott.
Glad to have you, and appreciate the great community partners that auto dealers are. Always a pillar of the community, and one of those organizations that can be counted on to give back again and again and again. So you guys do good work. Keep it up.
Great. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Good to catch up with you. Appreciate our guests, Donovan Birch from Thiel and Botno, and also Renard Bergstrom from Bergstrom Automotive in Devil's Lake, which is the Lake Chev Marketplace Ford and Lake Toyota dealer in Devil's Lake, our guest today. From the 2015 Automobile Dealers Association of North Dakota, their annual gathering is going on here. And as you heard the gentleman say here, this is a little bit different this year. That sometimes they're in partnership with the implement dealers, and this one they're flying solo. So a day and a half or so of a lot of activities that are happening. We're at the Radisson Hotel in Bismarck. A little later on in the program, we're going to chat with the executive director of the organization, and also catch up with an automobile dealer that also happens to be a legislator, Don Vigasaw, who is going to join us, Assistant Majority Leader in the North Dakota House. That, when we continue, back to your calls and more on Donald Trump or the big Sue Bison matchup. Anything else you want to chat about? Welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline as we continue. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your every day made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline in a moment here at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You want to zip us an email. I got a lot of text to get to as well. Speaking of Cloverdale, the Big Flavor Tour is headed next to the Cashwise in Bismarck on Wednesday, 2 until 6. Mark that on your calendar. Come on by for some tangy summer sausage, regular and garlic, and lots of fun. And also take advantage of 28-ounce tangy and rough-cut bacon on special, too. today, tomorrow, Wednesday, right there at Cashwise. We will be at Big Iron tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Big Iron is a great show. It's farmers and ranchers from around the world come in with the latest cutting-edge agriculture products, equipment, technology, and services on display. And it's just a force. I love being there. We'll be there, broadcasting live from Gates Manufacturing location. And you probably know Gates for their Magnum Culture Hero, tool of choice among farmers dealing with damp soil, excellent for residue management, wet ground, 32 to 60-foot working widths. It's built by Gates, and it's built tough in Lansford, North Dakota. That's where they build them. Find out more at GatesMFG.net, GatesMFG.net, and at a dealer near you. They're the folks that pioneered the heavy harrow industry with the first solid-mounted harrow drawbar back in 1990. You can call them at 784-5434-2. We'll be also chatting with the folks from RDO Equipment to find out more about the RDO promise, uptime guaranteed. North Dakota One Call. In North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. Superior Grain Bins, protecting your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. And Peterson Farm Seeds, stand tall. Looking forward to that. I'll see you there tomorrow. All right, we probably should get to a couple of these calls that I called earlier that we didn't have a chance to get to. Roll that if you would, Todd.
I'm just calling about this Trump debacle. For a while there, he was kind of winning me over a little bit. He seemed to be sticking to his shoes and saying some things I agree with. I've never been a huge Donald Trump fan, but he was kind of winning me over a little bit. Well, he just threw me away completely because he can't get out of the race quick enough for me right now. We need a grown-up in the White House, not a little boy who has to act like a child, go around calling people ugly. And the worst thing is saying that about his daughter. I mean, my God, are you kidding me? That's not crossing the line. That's just trashing the line completely. He is not worthy of being a president. He is disgusting, and he needs to go away. We need a real adult in the White House. We have a child there right now. Let's get a grown-up in the White House.
Wow. There's some pretty strong comments. Now, by the way, in reading this further from Rolling Stone, evidently that's not the first time he said that about his daughter. Again, here's the piece from the Rolling Stone. After I met Ivanka and praised her to her father, this is the reporter, he said, quote, this is Donald Trump, yeah, she's really something, and what a beauty that one. If I weren't happily married, and you know, her father, dot, 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 you know, he trailed off, didn't say anything. The story goes on to say he'd made essentially the same crack 9 years ago on a talk show while promoting season 3 of The Apprentice. But now he's running for president, not an Emmy. So, I guess that makes it a little bit worse in my book that it's not the first time he said it. Ray and Mandan, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's your take on this?
Yeah, Scott, I got a question for you. Did the Republican Party put you up to demonizing Trump today? You know, you demonized him for about 10 minutes and everything like that. And I don't know anybody, even you, Scott, if you don't make a judgment about women, whether good-looking or ugly. Give me a break. Is Heidi Heitkamp good-looking or ugly? Can you answer that one?
Well, I'm simply reiterating what he said, so I don't know how you can call that demonizing him. Obviously, some other callers
are
a little bit concerned as well. But
you are. I think the Republican Party pushed you up to it.
No, they did not, Ray. Nice try. But here, let me ask you this.
You
just straight up comment.
So
he says about his daughter, yeah, she's really something. What a beauty, that one. If I weren't happily married and you know her father, is that a proper statement? Is that okay with you? Well, no big deal? What?
He says what's on his mind. He, you know, So he's got entitled to say whatever's on his mind. You guys want to just pick on him and pick on him and just demonize him any way you can. Whether that statement is true or not, the Rolling Stones is about the worst magazine out there. So give me a break.
All right, Ray. Ray is out of the category of no matter what he says, it's okay. And, to point out...
I thought Ray's got a shrine to Trump at home. That he bows to every night.
And, you know, there's... Callers earlier didn't exactly say whatever he says is fine with you. They're saying I can look past that. I'm glad he's saying what I care about. So that's why we're asking. What's on your mind? That's the name of the program. Thank you, Ray. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.